Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? My guess is you're thinking about grabbing a cup of eggnog or right in the middle of the holidays as this thing gets launched. And I want to start off by saying I was in a meeting a couple weeks ago, and I was meeting someone at a networking event, and they're like, well, I just saw a social media post the other day that today's the day we can start saying, let's touch base after the holidays, as we're in the middle of the holiday season. But I can tell you at Art of Construction, we've been really cranking on some super exciting stuff for you, Art of Construction tribe. So let's touch base now, instead of after the holidays. And so my perspective today is that we're all about building the audience, you of lifelong learners that are dedicated to breaking down the silos in construction. And we're all about building this community. Have you been hearing me talk a lot about these words? Master facilitators. And we're all about banding together to build better buildings. And the subset of this whole thing, tribe, is about having as much fun as possible. And so as I embarked on this journey, launching this podcast in 2014, I've had a lot of amazing people that have helped me get this thing going. But over the last 3.5 years, we've had Scott Hicken, our marketing director, and I didn't push the agenda on him, just let it happen organically. But the whole thing was for you, community, you tribe, is to take us to the next level. And today, that's what that podcast is all about. And so it's really not host or co-host. It's about we got to put ourselves out there, and I've been challenging Scotty to say, Scotty, let's do a podcast, and let's tell the story live with the tribe and interview each other about what we're up to. That's going to be launched at the first of the year, and we work very hard on all these podcasts to be global and timeless, but there's those moments in time where you have to stop and say, it's for you, Art of Construction master facilitators who want to take their business to the next level. That's what we're talking about today, right, Scotty?
Absolutely, Devin.
So without further ado, let's get in and start, as we always do, get to know the person that's coming into the fireside chat with me that we're going to be doing with a lot of different things and all circling together. Let's get to know Scott Hicken and what he's all about and the story that we're going to tell that's going to break through the ceiling here with you, tribe, on the Art of Construction. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
Oh man, Devin, I've heard you ask that question many times. It's cool to now answer it myself. Yeah. My favorite beverage is like a hazy or like a citrus IPA, I would say. You had like the Citra Pale Ale, Upslope, local Boulder brewery here in Colorado.
Yeah, you're very passionate about really getting into the nooks and crannies of the different types of beers, right?
Absolutely. Colorado, we love our beer out here.
Yeah. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Oh, probably, I think I've told you this before, Munich, Germany. I studied there for a semester in college. It was such an amazing trip.
And you've told me a few stories about that over the year, but what's the story you're going to tell the tribe?
Oh, man, the story, I guess just like kind of setting the scene of where I stayed. It was this place called Studentenstadt, right in the middle of Munich, and it was a student housing village of like 2,000, 3,000 students, and they governed themselves. So it was everyone 18 through 27. It was like a city that they managed, they governed. They had their own grocery store, restaurant, bars.
Kids can't do that.
In America, they can't. But I was thinking, if I went to CU Boulder, I was like, imagine if we just governed ourselves, that'd be chaos. But over in Germany, they really had it down, and there was even a bar on my rooftop. So I just got out of my apartment, got in the elevator, went up to the bar, and someone my age was up there serving. It was just a really cool experience.
Awesome. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena that you've been helping me break down these silos the last 3.5 years that we passionately call the Art of Construction?
Oh, I would definitely say music. Grew up, I played guitar and I sang. Then I became like something of a rapper and made rap beats. And then I got into like electronic music. So I produced electronic music for like 8 years or so. I've been a DJ, as you know, for many years. And I also help put on events that other people come to listen to music. So everything to do with music.
And all that stuff ties in very well. When I met you and you said, what do you want to do? And you're like, I want to make stuff go viral. And I was like, yep. Sweet. And today's one of those moments in time, I think, that we want to really break down those silos and figure that out, right?
Absolutely.
So with that kind of setting the stage of you wanted something to go viral,
yeah.
What led you to becoming the Art of Construction executive producer?
Yeah, it's a great question. So right out of college, I had a few different jobs at digital marketing agencies, which were fun, you know, but in those, you're kind of given creative projects from someone else and you're just kind of the creative lackey. So after a couple of years of doing that job, I was like, you know what? I want to go be an in-house marketing person somewhere because I want to kind of be a journalist of sorts. I want to go embed myself in some sort of company, some sort of industry where I can be an in-house marketer, in-house producer to truly tell that story. I didn't know what industry that was going to be, but then, you know, one day I found a job application for you, Devin, here at Mountain View Window and Door, working for Mountain View Window and Door, your window and door company, as well as Art of Construction. And I saw that you were building a community. You know, we got this big showroom here in Denver, they call the Experience Center. I remember like looking at YouTube videos online and you called it kind of your education center. You were bringing in all these people. You had a giant community sort of fostered around where you are here in Denver. And I thought that was really cool. And also construction, you know, I was like, huh, like I knew nothing about that growing up. I wasn't even really much of a Legos guy. I didn't really know much about the way things come together, you know, but I decided that sounds like one of the most interesting things I could possibly get my mind around. The way buildings are built is something I never thought about really much, but being that in-house marketing journalist sort of person, I decided to take that on. And as you know, it kind of went viral kind of right away after I got on board. You did the Digital Built Week thing with Steve Burrows, our number one rated episode, about 2 or 3 months into me working for you and working for the podcast. And that got me jazzed because, as you know, the title, this is the greatest time in history to be in construction. That's not an exaggeration. I've learned over the past 3.5 years that is absolutely the case. And I just love telling stories. I love going into like a very interesting situation and pulling out what I think is kind of the narrative, the theme of that situation. And construction has a super exciting story to tell. I'm very passionate about kind of bringing different things together. So you think of the way media works today. It went from broadcasting to what's called niche casting. So everyone kind of caters to their specific audience. And a lot of it is just regurgitating what you already believe. We're not about that Art of Construction, right? We're trying to push things forward. The way construction needs to come together is all these people need to see everyone else's viewpoint, right? The A silo, the E silo, the C silo. So that whole sort of message behind Art of Construction just really jazzed me up. And here we are 3.5 years later.
Yeah, and that was one of the things I really liked about how you didn't have a background in construction, right? And I think a lot of people may be a little bit jaded in construction and pushing agendas instead of just learning and being lifelong learners to say, how can I take all this stuff and make it better? And I find it interesting that you say, I'm not a Legos guy, because I think a big thing about construction being broken is how do you get people to be involved in construction, right? And you just told a passionate story about how you saw something that could be fun, but then you heard a story that were like, wow, this is really cool. And I think a lot of people in the curriculum would say, if you don't like Legos, you probably wouldn't like construction.
Yeah, absolutely.
But construction is about people's shelter, if you really get down to the brass tacks of that thing. And it's now you're touching everything and everybody.
Exactly. And that's one thing I really learned over the years of doing this job is how much the construction industry affects everything else. So we talked about, you know, we had my buddy Alec Weichel on the podcast like a month or two ago talking about where are all the houses. Like, this is an insane housing market that our generation, that my generation is coming into. And a lot of it has to do with the way construction has kind of lagged in productivity over the years, the way developments happen or don't happen, all these different things. And so, yeah, like I said, I wasn't much of a Legos guy, but I've always been a psychology guy. And there's a lot of psychology, as you know, into construction. And it's almost even as important as the building materials and the science and stuff, the human psychology element.
The minds build the blocks.
Yep.
The blocks is what you get to see and you get to be rewarded, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the part where I think you're in a unique spot where you went to go to school as a lifelong learner in the art of construction of being behind the scenes, but yet also producing what we've been putting out for the last 3.5 years as we cater what we're going down to this punchline of what was your experience been like producing the Art of Construction podcast for the last 3.5 years?
Well, the way I tell a lot of people when I talk about construction, because I tell them, you know, that are we almost have 300 episodes, right? People I talk to, and they're like, is there that much to talk about in construction? And I'm like, yeah, we could have 3,000 episodes. And a lot of what's going on right now, I kind of compare it to personal computing 20 years ago. The way that people were trying to figure out how to have a laptop, right, or have a computer. Steve Jobs back in the day trying to figure out what every person would be able to use to, like, access information in their home, right? This whole thing that happened 20, 30 years ago to lead to personal computing. I think that's happening in construction right now. There's this giant need to access the information in a new way. Everyone knows that, right? It came from the notebook, the pen and paper, filing cabinets, all this stuff. But now we know that that is not the way we need to access the information. How can the information go between the job site and the office, right? So it's almost as parallel to like how we invented the computer. Obviously, construction right now is trying to, we're trying to work through computers, right? But there's so much more complicated elements to it than just that. So to start with, I always tell people that I think the next generation of Steve Jobs type people are in construction. I think those are the people we're interviewing. I think they're that caliber of like really smart entrepreneurs that are really going to change the world. Just being able to talk to CEOs and owners and business leaders pretty much every single week, Devin, over the past 3.5 years, like I can't imagine a more fun sort of lifestyle as far as like what I'm doing for my job, to be able to get all these passionate people from all over the world, right? Like we talk about, Art Construction's about maybe 70% in the United States and about 30% out of that. But even with that, we're all over the United States, all over the globe. Everyone that tunes into the Art of Construction is kind of like of a similar ethos, of a similar vibe as far as what they want to accomplish. Like we talked about, lifelong learners. They know construction needs new technology, materials, systems, new way of thinking about it. They want to do that. To see that happen all over the world and to talk to people and basically get kind of the same themes coming from people all over the world week in and week out, it just really hammers it home to me how important this podcast is and what we're doing, because it truly is kind of the right time and the right place to be in this industry and to be like a forward-thinking person in this industry. And I think basically the most important takeaway I've had over the 3.5 years is this big picture of how construction and the building of like houses, particularly in America, and, you know, commercial real estate too, but particularly building houses, is sort of the core of the economy in every way, shape, and form, right? The rest of the economy, the rest of kind of our livelihoods, our quality of life, all these things are dictated by, like you said, shelter, right? Shelter is one of our three human needs. And, you know, like I said, I grew up not being really a Lego guy, but understanding now the need for shelter and the way that your environment kind of dictates the way you feel, the way you live, your quality of life, all these things I never thought about until this podcast. And now everywhere I go, I'm observing the way communities are built. I'm observing the way developments, you know, I'm going online and doing research like, oh, who built that? How did they build that? So I see the big picture of the community and the way the community is built as I walk around Endeavor and I walk around in the world. So it's just completely kind of opened my eyes to looking at everything in a new way.
Super cool. So I guess what's next?
Well, what's next, Devin, is I want to kind of turn it around on you. And a lot of this podcast we're going to focus on today is kind of who we think our sort of ideal listener is. And, you know, I've met a lot of listeners over the course of you doing the podcast. I'm sure you met a ton. So since 2014, Devin, and then I'll give you my take afterwards, who do you think has been out there listening to Art of Construction?
Yeah, that's a great question that I think you have to boil it down to. You have to really understand why, and then you have to craft that thing. And the big thing, I talk about this on many of the shows, and we've settled on contractors and affiliates, right? And the word affiliates, we're going to get into a deeper conversation around those master facilitators that are affiliating the constructors, right? And those are the people that I think are really listening because they want to push this thing forward, right? And a lot of the people that I've really related to are, I don't know any other better way to say it than have grown up in the industry. And it doesn't mean you've done it for 40 years or this. It's just that you've been inside of construction, right? Like if you put me in your DJ booth behind you, I would not be able to run the mixers and the stuff as well as you have.
Yeah.
Just like if I put you in our, to be a lead carpenter on one of our window and door installs, you would struggle with
probably
that,
be
right?
A disaster.
And so it's the people that have really niched in, and not necessarily of one thing or another, but just of pushing construction forward, because they quote unquote grew up to where a lot of it was, they were Lego people, that mm-hmm. their dad, their grandfather, a lot of the stories of people that really have become passionate about the art of construction want to push it forward, but they want to push it forward and not do it the same way it's always been done. And they have so many great ideas, but the people that we're really passionate about for the master facilitators, it's not full of BS. It's like a really good way, because you have to see how messy the ecosystem is to be able to then move it forward. And then they have those ideas that can break down these silos that have been created. And they understand how challenging it is to change those.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really the people that I think have got the most out of it, and the people that we really want to work together to take it to the next level.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're saying the generalists over the specialists, kind of.
So generalists, contractors, and affiliates,
yeah.
I think contractors, a lot of people would say, is a specific thing, but mm-hmm. construction, you're constructing everything. You and I have had a lot of conversations around friends of yours that said, construct the stages for
yeah.
the event.
Mm-hmm.
And construction, I think, in our own silos, you think about building a house or building an apartment of construction, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you have to niche in a little bit of saying what, right? What it is. And for us, it's always been construction technologies and products. And that's straddling the line. And we really want to go down figuring that out. But at the end of the day, it's all about handshakes.
Yeah.
And so that's straddling that stuff. And the part that I want to, we've taken this running forward, right? Most people that know Devin is he's always blazing ahead 100 miles an hour. And
mm-hmm.
we had some hard conversations from the business side of things where it was like, Scotty needs to step away from being in the business of Mountain View Window and Door, of helping. But I think that you gained a lot of credibility for yourself and being able to understand helping a day-to-day business market it, but also how that business can work into a bigger umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
But then you've kind of, as Matthew McConaughey, one of my heroes, like we put you in a forced winter for the last couple months where you could just go out and say, okay, what do we do now after 3.5 years? And what is a master facilitator, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, you know, we'll talk a lot about master facilitators right now, but I sent you that quote from that book I was reading the other day. The ideal of the strong leader is being replaced by the focused facilitator. So that was from a book called Metamodern Leadership that I was just reading the other night, and I sent you that picture, Devin, because like I said, with the psychology of construction, that's one of the things that's the most fascinating to me, is it's got to be a teamwork, right? There's just no other way. Like a lot of other industries, you could kind of...
Teamwork can mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. figuring out how to straddle that to figure out what is being a teamwork and
yeah.
what is not. And that's what mm-hmm. we've been trying to figure that out, of like defining the rules of the game to
yeah.
being who is a master facilitator, right?
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. And you know, a lot of it has to do, I think, with this element of when you have a construction project, right, you have all these different people. And if you want to try a new construction technology, you want to try a new construction system. If one person wants to do that, the rest of the team has to get on board, right? So that's where we see a lot of these construction project 100%. Innovations fall apart.
And it's really, really hard to actually do that. Like
yeah.
so many foundational principles of the core values and all these things, but it has to get, everybody has to have buy-in.
Yeah.
And construction is a challenge sometimes to get buy-in at every level.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's what we watch, right? And that's why, you know, we just had the Disrupt Deck conversation with Cutler the other week, which I was listening back to that podcast, and he talks about the way they pilot the construction technologies in Haskell. But then the most important part is getting the rest of Haskell to be on board and buy it in. And who does that? We think the master facilitator does that, Tribe. And so now we're going to kind of dive deep into that word, because we feel like a lot of you out there are these master facilitators, because you're the person in your company, you're the person on your construction project team who's saying, hey, wait, let's look at this. let's talk together about how we can figure out how we could potentially use this on our project, not just bulldozing in and saying, hey, this is how we're going to do things, this is what's happening, but more of a, you know, like a facilitation. And so, Devin, in your mind, because you really like this word a lot as well, what is a master facilitator for you? We can dive into it.
Well, you and I have crafting this over the last 3.5 years of who they are and who they are not. And I think that's really important as we're launching this group and we're going to go into the details and put all the stuff out there because you want to make sure it's right for you, right? And so we put together a list that we're going to go back and forth talking through who they are and who they are not. So Scott, you were really the champion of this list, and it's one of those things where some of the days are long and the years are short, and I was like, Scotty, give me this list. Come on, let's go, go, go.
Yeah.
And when I got it, there was I think it was 3 words of the whole thing that was really cool of organically, and I don't think this is Devin or Scott. This is almost 300 podcasts of Master Facilitators being our guiding light. So I want you to talk about check the box of who they are, and then I'm going to challenge that of who they're not.
Absolutely. So number one, who is a master facilitator? A lifelong learner interested in improving your company's operations.
Yeah, moving it forward. Who they are not is someone comfortable that just working in the business and never working on the business to be able to understand to shift those mindsets.
Yeah, exactly. So one episode that comes to mind when we think of that, Devin, is like the system built storage structures to system built episode, right? Where we just talked about how he had to go out there and figure out that ROI to develop a new product for their company. A lot of what we see in construction, right, is these people that are just so busy in the day-to-day, and they know need to do something to change that. But if you don't have that immediate, you know, ROI, then it can be hard to kind of get in a position to do that. But that's what the Art of Construction Tribe is doing, right? Everyone listening to this podcast is most likely waking up, starting their day, on the way to the office, on the way to the gym, cooking home at lunch or something like that. But all of them are listening to it because they're interested in saying, how can I do things better and not just do the same thing every day? So that's number one. Number two, self-motivated and eager to do the work that's necessary for growth.
And what they're not is they're always looking for a quick fix to solve your company's problems. When I set this out, I was like, this is not going to be an easy journey. And I set it out literally. I was like, what construction be 10 years from now? And if I start to build an audience and look at the long game here and try to take a bite out of that elephant every day, that's where we're going to make a group of master facilitators that have led almost 300 conversations.
Would you say ever in construction, Devin, you see people look for a quick fix?
Well, that's the everyday thing that, and quite frankly, why I started this thing, right? Because I was running a business. And I was like, okay, how do I just get this thing going right now? Mm-hmm. And I thought this was a thing. And then the longer I did it, the realized you're playing the long game, which is not easy. And you need to be reminded of that. And you have to have a group of people that are helping you understand it's messy. And the days can be long and the years are short.
Yeah. And you got to hold each other accountable. Number three, interested in understanding the full scope of the construction project lifecycle.
Well, what they're not is they only focus on one silo. And with that being said, that's kind of, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I'm always talking about how you have to understand the umbrella, but then you really do have to niche in, right? The riches are in the niches, but you have to understand the continuum of care and how all of it works together in the construction ecosystem.
Absolutely. Number four, appreciative of diversity in all its forms.
What you are definitely not, and from episode one to forever, we're always talking about crusty contractor, and they're the ones that are always to say, this is the way we've always done it, right? Invested in keeping things the way they've always been done.
Yep. And this is something where, as construction moves forward, Devin, I mean, I'm kind of a good example as far as the diversity of thought, right, or background. Like I said, I'm someone that grew up not knowing anything about construction, but I love to make things go viral. I love a good story. I love a good message. So you throw me into the construction industry and there's a lot I can do, right? So think of all these people are a construction tribe that might not be anything to do with construction at this moment, but you might be able to bring them in and they might be able to do amazing. It's like a little anecdote. I have all these friends who are digital marketing people that just do SEO, right? Search engine optimization. For whatever, like this soap product or this plastic paper product or whatever. And a lot of them are pretty much really unhappy with their jobs because they don't find it interesting what they market. I tell people again and again and again, if you don't like what you're doing right now, you should look at the construction industry. I always tell people that, like my generation, because there's almost infinite opportunity. And to look at the end result of a construction job, which is like a beautiful building, you know, versus like you just do online marketing and you're like, oh, this number and that number and what did I really do, right? Construction is kind of the ultimate industry where you're like, what did I really do? Look at that. Like, look at that building right there. And so that job satisfaction that I think comes from really building things is something I always tell my generation about. And I think our contractors and affiliates out there would be surprised how many people who are so different from what you think of as being a construction professional might get to a point where they're super inspired by actually wanting to do something, build something physical. So I think when it comes to diversity in construction, you're going to see a lot more of people like me who, once you really start thinking about it, get very, very inspired. Number five, someone who wants to share knowledge and best practices that work for them.
Yeah, and it's always been a logo of it's the circle, right? And the, you know, these cliches of circle of trust, but you know, it's you truly do have to trust but verify and figure out how to share that as a lifelong learner in the go-giver philosophies. What you cannot be is someone who is more competitive than collaborative. And we use competitive and collaborative. We're competitive. Like, we want to win, but we want to win through a collaborative environment. And that's how you have to do it in construction, because it's about compromise in a lot of the steps.
Yeah. I don't remember who said this term to us, Devin. Do you remember co-opetition?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the podcast, but I remember the word.
Yeah, co-opetition. Yeah. So yeah. A combination of cooperate and competition, you know, because we're all in this together. The whole construction industry is all trying to figure out these best methods and solutions together. And one memory I have, this was a podcast a while ago, but it was Gary Fleischer talking about going to all these different modular factories. And he said people would show him, you know, whatever they were doing on their floor in the modular factory. And then they'd say, you know, sign an NDA or whatever, like, just make sure not to, you know, talk about this publicly. And Gary was like, should I be the one to tell them that everyone else is also secretly doing it this way? Yeah, it's that that IP, right? That intellectual property, which, you know, I mean, some people deserve to be able to keep what they've built, but if we want to improve the entire industry, you got
to
share.
Yeah, and you have to have the right platforms and paywalls and figuring that out, which is what we've been trying to figure out for a long time.
Exactly. That elite balance that we're going to get to with the master facilitators. Number six, 1 foot in the digital world and 1 foot in the physical world.
This one of, if I've always asked the question on almost 300 podcasts, you know, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction? And why Tribe, I came up with that question, and shout out to Greg Hernandez, who is one of my coaches. He's like, Devin, you got to find something that's that thing you ask that is kind of out there but relatable. And that's what I came up with when I launched the podcast. And why I came up with that question is I raised my hand and say, it's because I was trying to find the silver bullet. I was trying to find this technology that makes it to where it all just works. Well, here's the secret, Tribe. There isn't one, and there won't ever be one. And why is that? Because what you think, you may be a Lego guy, but you may not have the psychology to understand you're really a DJ building the art of construction. But you don't know that until you figure that out, right? And technology is not going to solve that for you. The humans are going to solve that. And I always ask, what is that one thing at the end of the podcast? And I think about our team at Be Public, where they said, well, the future of technology and construction, they said, was the humans. And think about that dichotomy of words, because what the master facilitators are not, we're not thinking technology will solve everything or won't solve anything. And that's the dichotomy that I think is way too one-sided in construction, in the world, because let's face it, politics is kind of construction. Like how things get built is based on the psychology or the dichotomy of how that comes together. So you have to be a humanizer in an IT world.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what you've seen a lot, Devin, is almost an infinite amount of construction technology products out there right now. And the ones that win are the ones that, as we've seen, I think of Daniel Blank with
Toggle.
With robots and rebar, right? Where before they wanted to have robots and technology take over the rebar process, they became a rebar subcontractor.
And good on them.
They said
that we didn't know rebar, but we knew that was the biggest issue from our marketing research as a marketer.
Yeah.
But to do that, we first understood to be in their shoes. And those are the people that are winning in construction, and we're facilitating the warriors out in the field to the tools that they would use.
Yeah, another one was the canvas with the drywall finishing robot, which you had recently. Same thing, right? They became a drywall subcontractor because they said, hey, we think technology could improve this process, but it's not just apply the technology and then it's improved. First, you have to truly understand the physical process of drywall as best as you possibly can, and then technology can help.
Right, and the part of the whole deal is money talks and bullshit walks. A lot of those podcasts you're referencing, one of the masterminds behind that facilitation is Alice Leung, mm-hmm. who is a venture capitalist, and they're working on putting the right stories, the Roomba of the construction world, the this of the that, and putting that together to be relatable. And that's what we're going to be talking about, where we ask me anything behind that, because there's the output and the input of how it all comes together.
Absolutely. So, and number seven, final, is a master facilitator is someone who likes to actively engage in discussions on improving construction.
Wait, you're just not going to do it for me? And I, there's times I raise my hand and say, it's hard to get up every day and make it happen. But that's why you need a tribe to push you and force you to say, we got your back, right? Because what you can't be is a passive consumer of discussions on construction, because you can't just passively move it forward if you're going to be a master facilitator.
Exactly.
So Scott, with all that setting the stage, we talked about the why and who they are and who they are not. Why do you think we should start this community from the kindling of the podcast?
Absolutely, Devin. So I would say I really started to think about it when we were at Digital Built Week as the official podcast media partner just earlier this year over the summer. And we were doing all these podcasts on the show floor there. We had our construction booth, and people kept coming up and coming up. And we kept hearing the same thing over and over again, which is that people were huge fans of the podcast. You know, we had met tons of people who had actually altered their business operations. They made a business decision based on the podcast, or they were literally creating their own business sort of based on the podcast. And from there, everyone kept asking, you know, how else can I get involved? How else can I get involved? Also, how do I meet more of the other people who listen to The Art of Construction? Because we've kind of really vetted community, right, Devin? If you listen to The Art of Construction over and over again, you can kind of trust that the other people that also listen to it over and over again, you're probably pretty like-minded. There's probably a great conversation that you have. Right now, it's been a one-way conversation from us to the audience, right? It's been the Art of Construction podcast, and then people listen. But we want to make a circular conversation, because we feel that, like, as I said, at Digital Build Week, all these people kept telling me that they have stuff they could share. They're like, how do I talk to the guests? You know, you keep it kind of light sometimes in the fireside chat. Like, how can we ask the more down and dirty questions? And how can we truly have kind of like an unfiltered but still professional conversation? So from all that, Devin, I just thought that it was time to take things to the next level. We have one of, if not the biggest audience in the world as far as a podcast about engineering, architecture, and construction. And community is the most important thing to be able to drive things forward, you know. And right now, what do we have? What do you do out there right now, Art of Construction Tribe, to get that online community? I assume probably some of you use LinkedIn, some of you use Instagram, Twitter, you know, Facebook, all these things. Imagine one of those, but specifically for the Art of Construction Tribe. That's what we want to build. And that's what I think could really help our listeners, Devin, connect with each other, find those other Art of Construction Tribe master facilitators all over the world, and be able to have kind of your own private network, your own private social media platform, where only people are in there are people who truly care about driving construction forward and growing their business at the same time. And they want to share with you how they did it. They want to understand how you did it or how you're trying to do it. Everyone who is in construction understands the importance of a community because, like we said, these big project teams pretty much are a community by the end of it, unless you all hate each other, which often happens, and then it's the opposite. But we want to create.
But you can only do
space.
That so many times until you're stuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, we got to figure this out to be a community.
Yeah.
And challenge our differences and celebrate the differences, but all be aligned.
Yeah. And I would say, Devin, that's been one of your passions the whole time. Right? Building community. I mean, that's what kind of drove me here in the first place. This showroom, this experience center we're in here, it's bustling at times, right? It's kind of a community. So I feel like that's been one of your passions the whole time as well.
Yeah, so speaking on that, you mentioned a lot of the online platforms, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've also been talking about the physical interaction, right?
Yeah.
But why this online communities? Why is this so important to get this going?
Yeah, well, you know, like I was just saying, I'm sure a lot of the tribe out there uses LinkedIn, uses Instagram, uses all of these things. One of the things that is very much so kind of just the ethos of the internet right now, right, is that you're always being tried to sold, or someone's trying to sell you something, right? So we think a lot of the other podcasts out there right now are essentially advertising tools for a certain company, right? I would say we're the biggest one out there where we're truly not trying to like overall advertise some product that we want to sell, right? You've been doing this, Devin, since 2014, truly because you want to help the industry, right? Truly to drive things forward. If you go on Instagram, you know that you get these targeted ads, right? It like tracks your internet history. And then it goes, here, you might like this, right? If you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you're on LinkedIn, right? People are talking about driving the industry forward, but they always kind of have an edge, right? They're always trying to promote themselves and promote what they're trying to sell or their company.
The psychology of Legos.
Yeah. So that's the ethos of sort of the online world right now. But what if there was like an online community where you can be absolutely sure that no one's trying to force some BS down your throat, right? Like you can be absolutely sure that we have this circle of trust, like you were talking about, where everyone in there is just like you. They want to drive construction forward. They own a business or they lead a business and they say, we could do something better. We need to find other people that could do it better. And it's not all some sales tactic just to get one product. We want people in this community, Devin, to be talking about all of the products. And we're not going to specifically highlight one over the other unless people want to in the community, because it's up to them to be able to talk about what construction technology, product, material, project has worked for them, how it worked for them, how could people join. So this just taking out the pressure of regular social media, which is either I got to make myself look good, really good, or I got to sell something. Take out those two things and just actually having a circle of trust for construction professionals to be able to communicate, share ideas and resources. I think that's a really rare thing right now. And I think it is truly the only thing that a lot of our Art of Construction tribe is going to have to rely upon as we be able to grow this network over the years to know how to grow their business.
Yeah, and of course, first who, then what, right? But the what is important, where we'll be able to have that dichotomy of transferring different options and different conversations around that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, Devin, putting it back to you, because you're obviously very excited about leading this community, what do you want to achieve out of building a community of master facilitators from our Art of Construction tribe?
What we're doing, right? And what I want to do is more of this, but it's not Devin Tilley's podcast. It's not my window and door company's podcast. Like, what do I want to achieve is I want to be one of you, and we all are master facilitators together in this community. And you can't say I haven't given, right? Like, 2014, it's been hard to keep this going sometimes, but it's the listeners that come back from the Go Giver, the community that truly has each other's back. And we have a list of amazing things lined up for over the next year that we're going to be launching this at the first of the year. And the thing that I'm so excited about this and what I want to achieve is that I want to be a place where I can be me and you can be you, and we can be unfiltered and not get in trouble. I've been in construction my whole career, and from different parts, you're kind of looking over your back to say, is this going to ruffle more feathers than fix? And you don't know until you try, right? So you need to have a resource, and we want to be the go-to resource center for lifelong learners that want to build better buildings, but they've kind of done it for a while. Like, this is not the training wheels class. This is the place where we're ready to be the leaders, and we want to achieve to be a master facilitator.
Exactly. And how many times, Devin, have we already heard that people have hired someone or gotten a new company from the podcast, right? I mean, that's already been happening. And that's what inspired us to say, just from listening to the podcast, people are already altering their business. What if they could then talk to those people?
Yeah. And at first, not having a real detailed agenda. And that's why when I started this in 2014, there was no podcast that was just to break down the silos and put them together. And that's not what I Googled in iTunes to find that. I just Googled construction podcasts. And it was all these niche-in podcasts that were brought to you by, sponsored by, agenda-based, like construction is, right? Because you have to push something out there to get paid to keep in business and moving forward. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this in conjunction to rise above this whole thing. And so that's what I want. Now I want all the master facilitators to step up.
Yeah.
That's what I want to achieve and have us have that happen.
And luckily, Devin, we have over the course of 300 podcast episodes, a lot of the best and brightest minds in the industry. And I think that's going to be very powerful, is kind of combining our listeners out there who maybe have never actually spoken with you or spoken with any of our Art of Construction influencers, to be in the same room as someone like Steve Burrows, to be in the same room as someone like Alice Leung or Ellen Bensky or someone from Enscape or someone from Autodesk, and be able to, you know, kind of combine who we think of as the big dogs, right? They might be able to teach a lot to our listeners, but then we get our listeners in the room and they might be able to teach something to them as well.
Yeah, and everybody bring in their big dogs, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big dog in my small town, right? Yeah. Whatever, wherever you are, is that's where it's coming together. And that's where we're going to have these monthly classes, which I'm so excited to be part of. Like, I'm so jazzed for next year to have these AMAs, Ask Me Anything, these classes where we're going to be able to have these really, really trusted advisors in the industry come in and do that. And then also be able to go back. And I always talk about seven times for the first time. We have almost 300 episodes of so much gold to go back to the beginning and bring those people in to really get behind there. Because, Tribe, if there's one thing I've learned that I didn't really realize how powerful the podcast would be for me personally, but also just important for the person I interview, it's unbelievable how you have to put yourself out there and how much care people put before they talk on the mic. But the most important thing is when their shoulders drop and that thing ends and what is talked about. And yeah, I want you guys to be part of that, and girls as well.
The post recording conversations are always interesting, Devin. And that's what we're trying to do here, Tribe, is that there's a time and a place to have these conversations that can't necessarily be had in a public-facing podcast, right? But you need to have them in order to actually drive construction forward. Think of all the construction products we have, right? Getting them in the room and actually maybe even getting to grill them a little bit, you know? You ask them great questions, but there might be something else our listener wants to ask them. So, Tribe, the master facilitators in this community, you're going to have access to all the biggest influencers from all of our episodes. You're going to have direct access to speak with all the companies that come on our podcast. Obviously, speak with Devin, speak with the network. It's going to kind of be your time. We've kind of laid the Art of Construction groundwork for you, and then we're going to give you the opportunity to not only connect with each other, but connect with pretty much any company out there that you think is truly wanting to drive construction forward.
Well, I'm stoked, and we're going to be putting some pre-release stuff out there. We shout out to the people behind the scenes that have helping push myself, especially you, Scotty, that is, you know, someone has to go do it, right, and go build out this platform. But, you know, Ryan Lee and Jason Blanker and Ellen Bensky, and those are just a few of the names that are all going to be speakers next year. That we're having great conversations with right now to put this out there and put it together. But as we close this thing out, every one of these from the beginning to the end on these public-facing Kindling podcasts, as we've been talking about this question over this conversation, Scotty, as we close this out, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Oh man, my crystal ball for the future. Well, as you know, Devin, I'm a digital native.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah. So digital native tribe, I think I talked about this on one podcast like a year or two ago, but I've grown up with technology from the very beginning, and especially me, I was born in 1995, so I was sort of right at the cusp, or I didn't have an iPhone when
1980.
I was, yeah. So I didn't have an iPhone when I was seven, right? So I'm like, now it's even crazier, right? Like true Gen Z people might have an iPhone when they're seven. I was right at that beginning phase where I remember being a little kid when there wasn't technology. And then I remember technology beginning, and by the time I'm 12, 13, everyone has cell phones. And then you get to where we are today, where everyone's buried in their cell phones, right? And everyone's buried. And think about construction technology. It's right in this middle ground where everyone is truly having to, like, you think of the person like holding a laptop at the job site, right? Like being like, oh, like, how do we do this? And VR goggles aren't truly there yet. Maybe we get there eventually. But Devin, my crystal ball for the future of technology and construction is that the technology aspect of it, I think, as we get better at it, and it truly does improve construction more, it'll become more and more invisible. I think of the quote from the Oro guy that was on our podcast, where he said, a smart home right now is controlled with an iPhone. The ultimate smart home will essentially be an iPhone. So you're not having to use some other form of technology to then control a construction project. The technology is actually somehow built into the construction project. So computers right now are this interface that we need, right? To bring it all the way back to what I was saying at the beginning, computers were this amazing invention of how do you, as a person, interact with information that you need to do your job, to talk to people. But I think computers are just a stepping stone. And I think construction is going to be one of the main testing grounds of how do we technologically sort of augment some system or process in a way where there is even no emphasis on the technology. Because the emphasis is, like we said, it's on the people. Everything hooking up through the Internet of Things, right? Through Bluetooth, the Internet of Things, everything talking to each other, you being able to access information. Think of like Autodesk and, you know, our conversation on extended reality that we just had, where they want to have this ability to be able to look at a project and have that BIM information just fly out of it, right, in those AR goggles or headset. I don't know if it's going to be 5, 10, 20 years, Devin, and as far as getting to those AR headsets, virtual reality headsets, all this stuff, but I do know that my crystal ball for the future of technology and construction is that we'll know it's working at its best when it's almost invisible.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So as the last question, Scotty, as we embark on the next journey here, as this is getting released right here in the middle of the holiday season, where we'll be putting all the call to actions about how you can jump in, we're only going to allow so many different spots to start this thing because there's only so much of us here, right, Scotty? And we're going to figure out how we continue to crowdsource this and the master facilitators all work together to work in and on the business. But what is your one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about as they go out there and crush it to grow their business and move things forward?
Well, I think it kind of goes without saying that joining the master facilitators community might be a great way. But I'll be a little bit more specific on that, which is, you know, we get this thing master facilitators from talking about the master architect and the master builder, right? When we had Steve Burrows way back when talking about this is the greatest time in history to be in construction, you talk about the way something like the Great Pyramids were built or these great cathedrals in Europe, right? And it was by these master builder, master architects, which wasn't necessarily just one person, but it meant it was one mind, right? Like one group that was truly aligned to be able to do a construction project. Master facilitator is just the person that's trying to get us back to that, back to the master architect, back to the master builder. But you're a facilitator in the sense that, like, you don't have to be the hero. You don't have to be the only leader, but you're kind of leading from behind, almost more of like a servant leadership type style, where you're trying to make things easier for everyone to come together. So to be that master facilitator and get the AEC industry back to the level of building something like the Great Pyramids, that excites the hell out of me, Devin. And I think joining this master facilitators group like I said, not for everyone, but for a certain amount of our audience who really wants to day in and day out dedicate themselves to growing, I think joining this community will be a great way to grow their business.
I couldn't agree more. And we've mapped out a whole program over the next 3 years, kind of how this works, all laid out for 2023 and beyond. And where I think we're all going to really break through the ceiling together is when we humanize construction. But to humanize construction, us humans got to come together, right, and band together. And you got to figure out, going back to the beginning when you said, I'm not a Legos guy. Well, you don't know until you try. But you become an art of construction guy, and you've been this in the psychology of that, right? And I love how you talked about personal computing 20 years ago is where we're at today. But at the end of the day, housing has always been the core of the economy. And I think what we're all trying to be is say there is no silver bullet. But if there's one silver bullet I'm searching for with the Art of Construction Master Facilitators, is that construction just works. Well, it's always going to be messy, but the subset of construction works is IT has to work. And then you have to figure out all these effing buzzwords, what becomes a mixed reality. And those words, wow, when it comes to platforms like Domatic, where how electrical's done today and maybe done tomorrow, and what is the next FireWire or USB? We don't know. We do know there's always an app for that, but maybe that's what we need to remove. We just got to figure out how to humanize this thing. But the part we cannot forget is that we have to have as much fun as possible. And man, that can get hard in the art of construction, because should I go this short-term way to make a buck, or should I go this long-term way to have as much fun as possible? So it's limited. I said, Scott, air this thing now and put it out there and go to the website where we're going to be continually updating, putting that out there. But I guess I want to put it back to you, Scott. What is the call to action, and how can people get involved to be a master facilitator?
Yep. So there'll be a link in the description for this episode. You can click that link, learn a little bit more about the community, and most importantly, join the wait list. We'll be launching this community in January of 2023. So for the whole month of December going into this, we'll be gathering names on the wait list. Like we said, it's not going to be open to an infinite amount of people. So we want to get a good batch of people, and we'll kind of probably be letting people into the community in sort of waves. So we'll have like a first wave and a second wave and a third wave. For people that are out there who want to really be a part of this first wave, we're going to have some really special, really intimate sessions in this community for you. Like we said, with our influencers, with different companies that we work with each other. And also, Devin, I'm so excited for the future from that community of how we can even take that then eventually to in-person and things like the Art of Construction Retreat Center. So if you want to be a part of this first wave of the community, you're going to be first in line to eventually come to the Art of Construction Retreats, to be able to come to the masterminds in person as we tour construction projects across the country that are using these tools and these processes. But yeah, join the waitlist and look out for an email after you do to be able to join the community at the beginning of next year.
Awesome. Well, Scotty, thank you for putting the pedal down and making this happen. And I can't wait to have as much fun as possible with you all. And we'll see you all in the circle.